You know what I hate? You know what I despise with every fiber of my being? I hate when someone tells me to do something and I'm already in the middle of doing that thing. You know what I mean? Welcome back to $3 Down, ladies and gentlemen. But, like, let's say you're getting ready to take out the trash or you're in the middle of taking out the trash. Somebody walks by and says, "Hey, don't forget to take out the trash." Are you insane? Are you out of your mind, dude? What do you think I'm doing right now? What does it look like I'm doing? I lose all motivation, all desire to take out the trash when I hear someone say that. You are out of your mind. That happens so many times while I'm at work, dude. It's like the last 30 minutes of my day. The last thing I gotta do, take out the garbage. Big old huge garbage cans just filled to the brim with trash, dude. But I gotta get it over with. I gotta get my day over with, dude. I'm taking out all the trash. My manager walks by as he sees me pulling all this trash out of the trash can, dude, and says, "Don't forget to dig out the trash, Isaac." Boss, brother, man, do you think I'm playing with the trash right now? You think I'm just having a grand old time throwing these boxes around? Are you insane? Are you crazy? And you know, that's my boss. You know, I'm not going to go off on him. And I am at work. I'm not going to just like stop what I'm doing and just walk away with all this trash. But I just got to stand there for a second and just like internally rant about the sheer nonsense that has just transpired within my vicinity. It's actually insane, dude. What do you think I'm doing right now? What does it look like to you? I could be sweeping, literally sweeping the entire facility, and someone will walk by and says, hey, don't forget to sweep this right here. Don't forget to sweep this spot. Dude, let me sweep. Don't say anything. Don't look at me. Let me sweep. Let me sweep, all right? I'm doing it. I'm doing my job. I know what to do. I'm gonna do it. You don't have to tell me to do it. That's what I'm hired for, dude. And it makes me lose all motivation, dude. All desire to do it. And I'm like, oh my God, dude. At work, at home, it doesn't matter. It's brutal, dude. It's brutal. That is one of my ginormo pet peeves, dude. Just let me do it. You see me doing it. You see me doing it. I'm in a grand mood. I'm doing it because I gotta do it, dude. I gotta do it. I'll do it. But just don't tell me to do it while I'm in the middle of doing it. You see me doing it, dude. Good Lord. You see me, for the love of God. You know what I think? Someone who's thinking about doing ASMR, but doesn't want to, like, pull the trigger on it. You know what I think they should do? You know, some people really want to do ASMR. Like all that ear licking nonsense, but they don't want to do it because they feel uncomfortable doing that. You know what they should do? They should buy the special ear microphone thing, whatever all the ASMR artists use. They should buy that. And if they have like a dog, they should get like a jar of peanut butter and just slather peanut butter all over the ears. You know how the microphones are like in the shape of ears. You got to slather the peanut butter all over the ears. And just let the dog go to town on those ears, dude. Literally, that's all you gotta do. Just don't show a video and just have like some stock picture up there, dude. They wouldn't even know the difference. You wouldn't know the difference. Who would know the difference? You wouldn't know who's behind the camera. Who's doing the licking? You wouldn't know, dude. They don't know it's a dog going absolute ham on some fake silicone ears, dude. Enjoying, devouring that peanut butter. That's all you gotta do. You don't feel comfortable doing ASMR? Get a dog or a cat, whatever creature, whatever animal is capable of going to town on some ears. Post them up. Get some peanut butter or whatever they like. Slather it on there. Turn on the whatever you're using to record for like 10 minutes or whatever, dude. Refresh every so often, refresh the peanut butter, because that could go away pretty fast. You know how dogs like that peanut butter, or at least most dogs. They'll devour that nonsense, dude. Record it, slap that on YouTube. Easy million views. I am giving you the keys to the castle. I am literally providing you with the keys to the car right now, dude. That's all you gotta do. You don't wanna look at yourself? That's fine. No problem. Not an issue. Get a dog. Get some peanut butter. That's all you gotta do, dude. Your biggest expense will be buying that microphone. Those microphones are expensive, I think. They're like some high-grade ear canal, binaural audio nonsense. I don't know if I pronounced that right. Binaural, whatever. Like, whatever's going on in the left ear, you hear in the left earphone. Whatever's going on in the right ear, you hear in the right earphone, etc., etc. Not too bad, man. Those ASMR videos, they're not too shabby. I know I just, like, spent, like, a whole minute talking about the ear-looking nonsense, but I hate those. It makes my skin crawl. It's really weird. I hate listening to that. There's a bunch of ASMR videos with people, like, chewing food into the microphone. Disgusting. I hate listening to that in person, dude. I hate that nonsense. Someone's chewing gum loudly next to me. I'm just sitting there quivering with rage. It's just like, oh my God, dude. I got some of those Apple EarPods, the new ones that have like sound canceling, and those help out a lot. Plus, I don't look suspicious or whatever. I'm just slapping it in there. All I gotta say is I'm just enjoying music right now. Well, they're just looking at me like, like, dude, stop. Come on, man. You're acting like a slob. Just close your mouth. No one wants to hear that nonsense, dude. So when it's like in ASMR form, that's like just a huge nope for me anyway. I don't like listening to people eat. Ear licking is very weird to me. I don't like it. If you like it, good for you. But the ones that I really like are like just the normal ones where people are like, I don't know, like crushing up styrofoam or just like this certain textury stuff. I don't even know how to describe it, like sand. What's that special type of sand called where it's kind of firm? It's kind of like wet sand, but it's not sand. I forget what it's called, but they would like crush that up. That's the good stuff right there, dude. That's the good stuff. That's what you want to look out for. That's nice and soothing. I saw a video of this one dude, he like goes to town and just like, he like does a whole face shave on the microphone, dude. He's putting like shaving cream and just like slicing it off with a razor off of the microphone. That dude was going to town, man. He looked like Thor. The dude looked like Thor from the Marvel movies, dude. I was like, what in God's name am I witnessing? Whoa, this actually sounds pretty good. This is actually pretty relaxing though, but Jesus Christ, I'm like so enthralled with what I'm witnessing in video form. This Thor looking dude just like doing a makeshift barbershop on this microphone. I'm like, dude, what in the world is the world of ASMR? My God. It was actually a good video, though. There was another one where the dude was doing an ASMR dismantling guns. It was like, whoa, okay, now this, it was actually good, though. It was actually pretty good. This dude was, he was dismantling a gun and, like, putting it back together. It was actually pretty cool. Not too bad, dude. See, stuff like that, unique stuff like that, that's where it is. That's where the money is, for me at least. That's what I enjoy the most. It's people like crushing sand or crushing like a crunchy stuff. Or like that dude doing a makeshift barbershop on the microphone. That stuff is awesome. Get that ear-licking nonsense, the food smacking trash. Get that away from me, dude. No thanks. Gonna have to decline on that. But that's gonna do it for me today. But before we leave, before we go, we must recommend a song. It's a must, dude. The song we're going to recommend today. I'm opening my playlist now, closing my eyes. The first thing I lay my eyes upon is what we're going to recommend. Let's see. We're going to recommend Lucky Animals. Lucky Animals by Devin Townsend. That's some good stuff, dude. Really fun song. Lucky Animals. I guess the specific name is Devin Townsend Project. At least that's what I see on Spotify. Lucky Animals by Devin Townsend Project. Fun song, dude. Well, that's going to do it for me today. If you enjoyed today's episode, please be sure to share this podcast on social media. Like and subscribe when this video is up on YouTube. And I will see you all later. Goodbye.